Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Would you be able to describe something in four words and capture the essence of it?
That's tough.
They had this on Twitter. It was the hashtag, explain the 90s in four words.
Because the hashtag took up so many of the characters.
Exactly.
Explain the 90s in four words.
Yeah. Okay. A very long hashtag. And when you first read it, you're like, oh, that'd be very easy. And then you start thinking about it. It's like, actually, that's tough. Four words? Some of the ones we got that we pulled off were Justin Timberlake's ramen hair.
Yeah, I like that.
That explains the 90s pretty well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For a lot of us, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
That TV show.
Defined a generation, didn't it?
That really did.
Right.
For me, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay. Got one here that says Bad Boys. Was that?
I guess that was.
Yeah.
Cops was in the.
I'm thinking 90s. I think grunge and flannel. And these are all, like you were saying, with Saved by the Bell and Justin Timberlake. Those are such clean-cut kids. But the end of the 90s, it was all the grunge and the,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Smells like Teen Spirit
on here. Smells like Teen Spirit. That would define it for me.
Yeah. I agree. I like the 90s rock.
Or maybe you're more into hip-hop. And the four words that describe the 90s for you are stop, collaborate, and listen.
Well, here's my personal favorite.
Go ahead.
Wiggity, 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 whack.
Is that four words?
Somebody put
wiggity,
wiggity, wiggity, wiggity, wiggity, whack.
Yeah,
how
that
about,
is four words.
Al's girlfriend was born.
That's true.
That is just awesome.
Or late 80s.
Back in the day, MTV actually played music.
Yeah, right.
They really did. They had a show called TRL. Counted down the most popular videos at the time. So we decided to copy this hashtag.
Okay.
But instead of doing explain the 90s in four words, we wanted to see if you could explain our radio show in four words. Hey, Mikey.
Producer Mike.
That's Producer Mike in the house.
So we went to Twitter, and we're using the hashtag KKMS, Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
I-N-N, the number four, and then words.
Okay.
And some of the stuff that people have already come up with, Beth said funny, annoying, love, hate.
Oh, see now.
Yeah, you're
now
just
I have to ask her.
Now we got to know which ones.
I've got to ask her who's who. I'm not sure. There's four of us, obviously. She intended each one of those for one of us.
Funny.
She loves one.
Funny, annoying, love, hate.
I hate the strong one.
So
she loves you, Kelly.
She loves two of us.
Trevor said my favorite crazy people. Lori said carrying on a legacy. I like that.
Yeah.
Lizzie said can't poop without it.
Shout out.
Stephanie said hilarious. Still miss kid. Shelly said, my hot mess friends.
Yeah.
Jenny said, friends on the radio.
Okay.
Caesar said, get rid of Big Al. And said, Big Al is one word. Ryan said, from hobby to obsession.
All right. Let's just move on.
Now, these are all great.
Yeah, they're all great.
Inspiring, that's funny, so surprising, and heartfelt.
Probably hates that you didn't fire me back when you had the chance.
I should have done it when I had
him. Al's face just changed.
Fuck.
Al was so happy there.
Yeah, he was so happy.
Yeah, I thought I was having a pretty good day.
Kathy said, caring, random, hilarious friends. That's the best compliment in the world.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I like that.
My favorite one was the one that can't go in the bathroom without us.
Yeah.
Delightfully tacky yet unrefined.
Okay.
Funny, energetic, unpredictable, timeless.
Timeless.
Is there a way to find the lady that I'm still caught up on the funny, annoying?
Love, hate.
Love, hate.
I'll go with four. Because you can't help but wonder which one you are.
No, I can help it. I'd rather not know because it's mean. And it's probably me, so I'd rather not know.
Sometimes you do have a love-hate relationship with stuff. That doesn't mean you don't love it.
Well, that's fine, but I'd rather not be singled out.
Like,
what if they were describing one person?
Yeah, that could be one. Like, my favorite show right now is The Goldbergs.
Okay.
That comedy show.
Yeah.
The middle brother, Barry.
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
But you love him.
But I love that guy.
Barry.
Sure.
I love Barry from The Goldbergs.
See, the difference here is they are playing characters that scripts have been written for them, and we are actually ourselves.
No, but Barry's a real person, Jenna.
Would you tell Barry to his face?
Yeah, I would tell Barry to his friend face. I would tell him he's annoying, but I love him. He is my spirit animal.
Okay.
You are not Barry.
Yeah, I am.
You are not Barry.
You guys say I'm annoying all the time.
JC, Barry can't get a girlfriend to save his life.
You don't know me back then.
Okay. All right. You're Barry.
Okay. I want to be Barry.
Man, if that makes you happy.
I want to be Barry from The Goldbergs. That's all I want to do.
For the people that don't watch The Goldbergs, like, oh, you know what you're talking about.
I don't get the reference, really.
It's a family in the 80s, and they're really funny.
Okay.
You should watch it. And our friend Haley's
way to sell
on
it.
Well, I don't know how else to explain it. What
it's
is it like?
Great. You know, in the 80s, that's when everybody got they could afford to get the home handheld video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Like the VHS tapes?
Mm-hmm. I guess
Beta,
it, yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway, this little kid in the family would record everything. And
I see.
And he actually has clips from
series.
It. Yeah. So he made a TV series out of the videos he had, and then he actually plays the real videos
that's
after
cool.
the show.
Except, interesting to note, in the real life, it was three sons, mm-hmm. but they made the oldest a daughter in the TV show.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
So.
Yeah,
all right.
It gives it more fun.
Yeah, sure.
You know, when you have a girl that's in her teenage years. Ooh. Regina?
I'm on. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, we know you're on.
You're on. You're on. You're on. You're on. You want to explain the Kid Craddock Morning Show in four words?
Well, yeah. First, I have a bone with you guys.
Uh-oh.
I'm insulted. Big Al didn't pick me for one of his number one callers on a list.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to... it goes for everybody.
Regina with the cats, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and remember Jenna's skin box? Ha,
yeah,
ha,
I remember the skin box.
How could we forget your skin box?
You can't forget Regina.
Oh, well, thank you. You redeemed yourselves.
All right.
Anyway, you guys are friends in my head. You guys are everything I should have did when I was young, because now we just live with regret.
Friends in my head. I like
friends
that one.
In my head.
Got it.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Regina.
Have a good new year.
You too,
Regina. When did we stop saying Happy New Year? February 1st? Is that when you stop saying
that? Well, we have left cinema.
Yeah, I think so. After
so
February 1st.
To learn more about Regina.
What?
I like Regina.
Because, you know, when she calls in a handful of times a year, and she just always has something kind of interesting that leaves me like,
And she called in for Does That Make Me Crazy, and she keeps dead skin in a box.
Yeah, she's skin in a box. She has cat hair. Right?
I feel like we should catch up with her
she
once a week.
She has a cool accent.
I'd love to.
Because I feel like her life is a TV show. I really do.
I don't know enough about her.
Give me Regina's
skin
cell.
What do you mean you don't know that?
Skin in the box. That you lost me right there.
You know, it's quirky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Regina from when she called in during Does That Make Me Crazy.
Uh-oh.
Regina, you better be
Regina, we're holding the show for you,
this
girl.
This is Regina, you're our cleanup hitter.
Okay, good. Look, I'm not crazy. I'm not ugly. I've been collecting cat whiskers for the last year, and my favorite, most cherished whisker is the black one. Shout out.
Sure.
One other thing, I just thought about it now.
Oh, yes.
I have a little box, and when I had a sunburn once, I had my kids peel off my skin. I call it a skin box. I still have it. It's like 5 years old.
Oh! See? That's
See?
Regina. Skin Four words box. Left. Regina rules our phones. There you go.
Skin in the box.
Peeled skin. Oh, skin in a box. That's
four words.
Skin
right
in a box.
Yeah. That describes Regina.
I bet she's married.
I bet she is.
I bet she has a man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm talking about a woman's right to shoes. You better give me those shoes.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
It's the Super Bowl 2015.
We need a player for the Super Bowl.
All righty.
So let's go ahead and do Kelly's favorite number. We're looking for call number 13.
Okay.
At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are we giving away, Chloe? Dang right we are.
Yay.
There may be a big game going on this weekend. But you know what's even more super than that?
What's more super than that?
And Jenna, you may need to correct me after I say these names wrong. Winning a pair of Gucci.
No, JC. It's Gookie.
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 Jimmy Choo Choo's.
Yep.
Manolo Blahniks.
Okay.
Manolo.
Okay.
Manolo.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
YOLO Manolo.
Yves Saint Laurent.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How about Saint Laurent?
Okay. Saint Laurent.
But you right. got the Yves part right.
Thank you. Or how about some Christian Louboutin? Louboutin.
You know how to say it.
Louboutin.
You know. Guys, that's the one guys actually probably do know how to say.
Yeah, I know.
Just say red Louboutin. Bottom.
I can't spell it.
Louboutin. Every day this week, we're giving away the hottest designer shoes valued up to $1,000.
Oh, but how do I win?
Here's how you win. Big Al and I are going to describe a pair of really expensive shoes.
Okay, as long as we don't have to wear them.
Yeah, and then we're going to describe a pair of really inexpensive shoes.
Okay.
They're still nice,
just less expensive.
Right.
One Uber designer and then...
So be like shoe A and shoe B.
Exactly. All and right. We blocked out the designer's name, so nobody knows which pair of shoes are more expensive, except probably Jenna, because she knows her fashion very well.
What about me?
Kelly, you...
I've got some good deals on the clearance rack at Marshalls.
There you go.
I'm not joking.
There you go. So after we describe the shoes, the contestant will choose either shoe A or shoe B. And after they choose which shoe they want, we'll reveal which one they won.
All right. Good deal. That's easy.
Yeah. And the value is from Nordstrom if you're a price.
And I've got some good deals at Nordstrom Rack, too.
Oh, that's where I go.
That's where, if I'm usually wearing a pair of shoes, that's usually where they came from.
All right. So... When you call us on the phone, then JC and Al, we have two pair of similar looking shoes with the name blocked out on a platter, and JC and Al are going to describe both, and then you have to choose whether you want.
Oh man, that's going to be Hold on, Al. Here we go. I know. I'm already looking at it too. And
okay.
I love
the way guys describe fashion though, so this will be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, and we apologize because we don't know about shoes. Ann Harkins, how you doing this morning?
Hi.
Are you a big fan of shoes?
Yeah, I love shoes, of course.
How many pairs do you have in your closet right now?
Probably 20, 25.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
A lot of shoes. Okay.
What's your favorite pair?
Let's get some shoes.
Oh, I've got these really cute stilettos with these stripes on them. They're like brown, green, orange. Oh, but I could never wear them because they're so uncomfortable. So I just like to look at them.
Well, how about this, Anne? What's the nicest pair of shoes you own?
I don't know. I buy the shoes on sale. So
yeah, what's the most?
Very nice.
What's the most you've ever paid for a pair of shoes? Do you remember that?
Probably like $70.
See?
Oh, so this will definitely be your best pair of shoes.
Fantasy time.
Are we allowed to say the price of one and the other? Can I say that? Okay, so Anne, pay attention because the guys are going to describe these shoes. One pair is valued at $795.
Whoa!
$795.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, $795. And the other pair is $130. So still not a bad pair of shoes.
Sure.
Either way, you're getting a great pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But guys, do you want to split this? I'll describe one and you describe the other?
Sure.
Okay, you got A, so go ahead.
I got A. Okay, A is a stiletto. It's an open toe. It's black and gold. It's kind of a soft material, I wouldn't call it meshy, but it's kind of velvety. The heel, I would say, is probably 5 inches. It's an after five shoe by all means. I mean, you'd be dressed up to the nines. You'd really be dressed up in a nice little black dress wearing these bad boys.
To the nines and after fives.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
Are you done describing yours, Al?
Yeah.
Color is it, Al?
Did I say black and gold?
Did he? I don't remember.
I think I did. Mm-hmm. I guess the base color is gold, and the design's kind of flowery. They're in black.
Okay.
All right?
That's shoe A.
That's shoe A, yeah.
Shoe B is a strappy stiletto. Am I right? Is that right? It's a strappy stiletto, which is it's lace, and it's the inside of it is nude coloring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It feels very light, and the heel's got not much padding on it, and the stiletto part area, what you step on, is really skinny.
You describe it's peep toe.
It's peep toe.
What's peep toe?
I don't know what peep toe is. Your toes are going to be sticking out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little open toe, like Al said.
Yeah, describe the back.
Your stick going to be sticking out.
Describe
that. Then the strap at the back, you can alter it to fit your ankle correctly.
It's a sling back.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's what I meant to say.
Let me see yours.
And it feels very soft
and
on the inside.
If you don't mind me asking, Ann, what size foot you working with?
Well, we'll fix that for her.
An eight.
Okay.
Eight.
All right.
Well, we're gonna hook her up with.
Well, I know. Yeah, either size. I'm just asking.
I'm trying to.
Kelly can't even tell, right?
Can I see? I haven't seen.
And
those.
What you step on is very. It's very soft. It's almost carpety.
It's almost carpety.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's really hard to tell which one.
I would feel bad.
$795 shoe, and which one's the $130?
How do you walk on the street with that, Jenna? I feel like it's gonna ruin.
Because beauty knows no pain, JC.
So I guess
the other one.
Yeah.
I guess basically what you're deciding is if you want an open toe pump or an open toe slingback.
I would say the shoe I'm holding here, Anne, is.
That's just about 5 inches.
Maybe 4 inches?
Yeah.
4-inch heel, maybe?
Al would think it's five.
Always round up. Always round up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd say it's about 4 inch.
And JC's has more black patent accents.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for some comfortableness, I don't feel it. But it feels nice.
Well, imagine what we feel when we're standing on it.
Yeah.
All right. So your decision is, do you want to go with Al's description or JC's?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to go with Al's description.
Okay. Al's description.
You know what? Honestly, that's just looking at them, that's probably the one I would have chosen
on
looks alone.
Let's tell her what she didn't win first.
Okay. What
Nicholas?
Did she not choose. Yeah.
She did not choose
shoe B.
She did not choose B.
Okay.
Which was the more expensive one?
Oh!
A pair of Jimmy Choo's valued at $795.
I'm telling you though, the ones you picked, I prefer.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty. I think it's a prettier shoe.
Okay.
What she did win is a pair of Ivanka Trump heels.
Ivanka Trump
valued at $130.
Ivanka has a lovely shoe.
Yeah. They are Maggie Six black and gold multi fabric platinum pumps with leather soles. This elegance, this clean elegance of this brand appeals to women of all ages with diverse backgrounds, careers, and incomes.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
And it's got a cool little emblem on the heel or the Achilles tendon, whatever that thing is.
Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, price aside, I think, honestly, you got the prettier shoe. Oh. Honestly, that's just my opinion.
Jenna, would you agree? You know, which one would you pick?
Honestly, I do. I like the more affordable ones better.
There you go, Ann. Based on what the girls say, you picked the right one.
All right.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Got a brand new pair of shoes. You got to get you a nice little slinky dress, girl, and go out to eat in this bad boy. Get your hair all did. Get your nails did. And you're going to go out. You're going to get you some Ivanka Trump on, girl.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
Trump. Oh, yeah. Donald's wife.
Congratulations, Ann.
Daughter?
Yeah.
He's married to a Melania. Keep up, Al.
So we're playing Super Bowl all week, right?
Yeah, we're going to play all week long.
Okay, all right.
You can listen again between 7 and 8 Central for your chance to win another great pair of designer shoes valued up to $1,000, and that's happening tomorrow. Ann's our first winner. You enjoyed your shoes, okay?
Thank you.
Send us a picture of you. Send us a picture of your foot in that pretty shoe.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Al. Compose yourself, sir.
I know.
In other words, don't embarrass us.
Please. She's got a movie in theaters right now. It's called The Boy Next Door. Al and I watched this movie. It's great.
Oh,
it's sexy.
You had a little mandate.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. Her name is J-Lo. We call her Jennifer Lopez. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
Aren't you sweetie?
I know.
I'm good. I'm so glad you guys like the movie. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Creepy.
See, Jennifer.
It's creepy and fun, yeah.
See, Jennifer, I didn't
There's
get
some
to go.
Images in the movie you can't get out of your head.
Right.
See, now, I didn't get to go to the screening. I had a charity event, but I'm kind of scared to see your movie because I think it's going to turn me off from my cougar ways.
Oh, God. Are you a cougar?
Unfortunately, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm afraid that's what I tend to date, a little bit younger.
So what does that mean?
16 years.
You like only younger guys. You go after younger guys.
I don't go after them, but that's the only ones asking me out. So when you find yourself repeatedly dating younger.
I don't think that makes you a cougar.
That's what you said, Jennifer. I was watching your interview the other day, and you said you don't particularly like that word. It just happens to be the age of the guy that hits on you.
Right. It's a negative term. It's like diva. I don't like it.
Right.
I think that somebody, it's like a cougar is somebody who preys on somebody else. I feel like that's what it is. And the implication is that an older woman is preying on younger guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what, is that what you're doing?
No, ma'am.
No.
No, they hit on her. They go to her.
You're not a cougar.
She doesn't pray.
You're just a hot woman who young guys like. That's different.
That's right, Jennifer. I'm going to tell you what. You are my inspiration. I literally carry your book, True Love, with me every day. I take it out and
I look
at the cover because this is the person I want to be. I want to be you in that moment. The cover of this book, that's who I want to be in this lifetime.
Thank you, baby. That's so sweet.
I'm not joking.
I mean, you know, I wrote that book. It was a scary thing for me. And then, you know, to have the reaction to it that it's had, it's been really nice. Thank you so much.
Jennifer, does it freak you out? Because being on Instagram, you know, I follow your stylist and makeup artist, and I always see girls post things like, this is my J-Lo year, meaning, you know, we're going to be really well-groomed and take care of ourselves. And at some point, I know it's flattering for you because you're always so on point with everything, but do you feel pressure or have you just gotten over that kind of pressure over the years?
I think, you know, I've learned that that's not something you want to do to yourself. That's no way to live. You don't want to put all this responsibility or pressure. I just try to have fun with everything. I have an amazing, you know, career and an amazing life, and I'm super grateful for that. And all I want to do, even when I get overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and sometimes I take on a lot, is just remember, like, wow, you are so lucky. You are so fortunate. And yes, I work hard. It's not like things were handed to me, but at the same time, I still feel very fortunate to be able to do what I love to do every day. You know what I mean?
I feel lucky just being able to watch you do what you do. Okay, now I ask you one question, Jennifer. This is Big Al. We've talked many times.
Multiple times.
I'm sure she remembers. Uh-huh. Okay.
So in the movie, you got on your little yellow nightie, and you're leaning out the window looking at homeboy across the street. Now, they pan over to him. They show you again, and it looked like your little nightie was about 3 inches higher on your hip. I was just wondering who actually...
What?
It was 3 inches higher on your butt.
He's obsessed about your wardrobe this movie.
Oh, I'm just obsessed.
So is it just a continuity?
I didn't notice that.
Yes, ma'am. You go back and watch it. I'm telling you. In fact, invite me over and I'll point it out.
Speaking of the boy next door, this is... You probably had your sexiest scene to date in this movie. Do you practice your sexy face in the mirror before you shoot something like this?
No. I don't practice faces in the mirror, not cry faces, not sexy faces, not... As an actor, that's like a no-no, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Really?
Any acting coach or teacher will tell you, it's not about trying to look a certain way. It's about kind of trying to be truthful in the moment, and whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because stop doing that, JC. JC practices sexy face all the time.
I didn't know. Now I know, Jayla.
That's not. And by the way, in real life, I don't think it's that great either.
Well, it's been really fun because I think you're doing more press for this movie than you have any of your movies in the past. Is it because you're a producer and you've got a lot riding on this?
I think it's because I believe in it. I think I know it's fun. I am a producer on the film for sure. That has something to do with it. And, you know, it's just something that I did, you know, not for the money, but just because I thought it would be a great project. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I really am. And to watch it with audiences as a producer is so satisfying, to see people like jumping out of their seats and, you know, yelling at the screen and having a good time and cringing, the whole thing, everything about it just makes me happy, and I'm glad that people are loving it and enjoying it and having a good time with it.
Yeah,
I can't wait
Kelly,
to see it.
You're
gonna
love this movie. The first shot of Ryan Guzman is his tricep.
Oh, you know how I feel about triceps.
And that's when the ladies are like, "Whoa!"
And apparently you too, Drew. Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Right.
We love that you actually took us. I think People Magazine or something took us into your closet. And that was just such a fascinating peek. You have more jeans than a Gap store, Jennifer.
Right. You know, I had a clothing line for many years with Andy Hilfiger, and then I have another clothing line now. So I have so many samples at my house.
Oh, don't make excuses, even, like, Jennifer. You should. If I were you, I would have all the clothes, too.
It's the truth.
Yeah, but I'm saying what I loved about this closet tour is...
I mean, I have a lot of jeans, but I don't have that many.
But I love that your closet was like... I mean, mine's like, you know, one shelf compared to yours, but it was a real closet. Like, it looked lived in. You know, it wasn't like perfectly everything put together. It was a real insight that you're still a normal girl that has some clothes everywhere.
Over the years, I have done so much wardrobe and so many appearances and so much stuff. I have collected. It's insane what I've collected. And when I moved into that house that I was in, that closet, it was like a dream come true. I was like, oh, my God, I have space for all this stuff that I've been collecting for years and years and years being in the business.
You should do it in some sort of like showbiz museum.
It's art.
Like send your wardrobe on tour. So you don't have to. Well, I'm very excited. I promise you I'm going to see The Boy Next Door.
It'll be worth it. You'll have a good time. I promise. Go with a lot of girlfriends and guy friends and stuff like that. Go with a big group.
Take everybody.
In other words, take a lot of people that'll spend $11.
That's right.
That's what Jennifer's trying to say.
I mean, that's part of it. But you know how when you do I don't know if I said this already, but if you do a roller coaster ride, if you go on the roller coaster by yourself, you have fun. But if you go with a lot of people and there's a lot of people screaming and laughing and yelling, it's that type of movie. You want to do it with a lot of people.
Absolutely. Awesome. I'll do it, Jennifer.
Jennifer, I know you have a very full day today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about your movie.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I hope you liked the shirt that I wore for our interview.
Yeah, we got dressed up for you.
Al got dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, post it.
I've already put it on your Twitter page.
Tag her.
It's already done.
5 times, Jennifer.
It's already on the Twitter.
All right, guys.
All right, thank
Bye.
You, Jennifer.
Jennifer Lopez, everybody.
Boy Next Door in theaters now. Go check it out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Last night, Miss Universe
That's right.
was crowned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
It was a 3-hour event that you only needed to watch about 5 minutes of.
Yeah, I watched part of the swimwear portion.
Oh, you missed the my favorite thing is the questions.
The Q&A type deal.
Oh, the questions.
Why do they bother?
I've never understood. It's a beauty pageant. Just pick the hot one.
Right, exactly.
They want them to be well-rounded, Jenna, because it's just not about the physical beauty. That's what they try to tell us. But come on. Has a dog ever won?
No. And Miss USA is it normally held here in the States? Or does it travel around the world?
Donald Trump owns it.
So it's here in the States.
Right.
Which I feel like Miss USA has an advantage.
She has the home field
advantage. Miss USA is held here. Yeah, I don't know if Miss Universe is always in the U.S.
I think it is.
I don't know. Because I don't think so. I think it travels around a bit.
Okay.
They might as well just have it in Colombia or Venezuela, because that's who always wins.
Right. But last night it was held in the States. Okay. And
where, do you know?
I think Las Vegas.
Okay.
They kept
Miami.
Saying Miami. Okay, there you go. Yeah, it was Miami.
Thank you.
And it's, especially in the question portion, I feel like the girls from overseas have problems understanding the judges.
Yeah, it's
translation
awful.
Thing.
Yeah, and they do have translators for them, but sometimes you feel like maybe even the judges should have a translator. Because it got pretty awkward when Miss USA stepped up to answer her question.
Well, she speaks English, so what's the problem?
Well, you tell me, Kelly. I'll play the question, and let's see if you can answer it as soon as he is done speaking.
Okay.
Miss USA, Kelly Raspberry, Miss South Carolina, ready to answer your question?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
If you were given 30 seconds to deliver a message to a global terrorist, what would you say?
Huh?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, if you were given 30 seconds to give a message to global terrorists, that was hard, but I had...
It's Manny Pacquiao.
I don't have adrenaline pumping in my ears and the music playing and the pressure, so I could really think.
That was Manny Pacquiao?
That was Manny Pacquiao. Wow. Let's see how Miss USA handled it.
Did she even understand what he said?
Right. We'll see. Let's play it again.
If you were given 30 seconds to deliver a message to a global terrorist, what would you say?
Wow, even the crowd.
If I was given 30 seconds to give a message to the global terrorist.
He did understand.
Wow.
Okay. I would just say that, you know, I know as Miss USA, I can always spread a message of hope and love and peace. And so I would do my very best to spread that message to them and everyone else in the world.
She what could she do?
Okay. Thank you, USA.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, USA. Right. We'll say
it wasn't bad.
My message would be a little different.
What would your message be?
I'd be like, straighten up, or I'm going to send... The Navy SEALs out there to sniper your A's.
America!
That's what I would probably
You would have gone with Super America.
And I bet I would have won.
I bet you would have. I mean, if the judges were all... I would say Miss USA actually semi-answered the question.
Wasn't bad.
Out of all the other girls.
Well, you have to maintain...
How did Miss Iraq answer the question?
She was not top five.
Okay.
Only the top five answered the questions, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just thought she might have
bless America.
She might have a different message.
But the Netherlands was up next. Okay. Let's see how she fared. She needed a translator.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest change you'd like to see for young women in the next generation?
What is the biggest change?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Peter.
I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
What's the biggest change you'd like to see for young women in the next generation?
I'm an ambassador for child prostitution, and I want that child prostitution stopped. So that's what I want for the next generation.
Okay. Four. When she said four, I was like,
I would say
four?
She's an ambassador for, it's a language base.
It is.
Sure, okay.
So
no more baby prosties.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I thought she would have gone with
it. You know what? In other parts of the world,
I get,
and here,
no
too.
No more baby prosties.
It's, you know what, but it's a serious...
But would you say she missed the mark a bit?
You're nervous, but that's her platform.
Right.
Is to stop the child sex slave trade, and it's a real problem.
But that doesn't rely on the girls.
That's what she would like to see, girls grow up without fear of being thrown into prostitution. I get that in a roundabout way.
I see where she's going with that.
Let me ask you one question.
I didn't see it.
You saw it.
Yeah.
Who looked best in a bathing suit?
They all look great.
See, that's why I said just throw out the question.
I almost felt like it was like I was watching Lemmings.
Yeah.
And these are two-piece. One of them's one-piece and one of them's two-piece, right?
The ones that I saw were bikini.
I mean, they're all the same. They were
all the same
bathing
suit.
They have to wear the same bathing suit normally,
Speaking of the bathing suits, funny you guys bring that up because Miss Ukraine was asked a question about that.
If you could remove the swimsuit competition from the Miss Universe pageant, would you, and why or why not?
Если бы ты могла бы снять соревнование с купальником из конкурса, ты бы это сделала или нет?
It depends on the situation. If it's gonna be nice, why not? I feel comfortable in any things.
Hey.
Thank you.
If it's gonna be nice, why not? I feel comfortable in any situation.
I feel comfortable.
Woo, yes, you feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you say something
Miss
about
Ukraine?
Health.
Wow. Or maybe
health and wellness.
I feel like we should show off our brains a little bit more.
Fellas,
maybe
when you get
do
to work,
an educational type.
When you get to work today, fellas, because you probably didn't watch this last night. You were probably watching the Pro Bowl. Anyway, Google these girls right here. Miss Ukraine had it going on. I just watched her on Kid TV. Wow. I mean, shocker. They're good looking. But
yeah.
She, woo.
And so far, Miss USA has the best answer, I would say. Miss Jamaica was up next. Let's see if Jenna could answer the question as soon as the judge is done asking it. Ready, Jenna?
No, yeah.
Let's play.
103 women who will experience violence in her lifetime. What can we be done to get that number down?
Oh, my gosh.
23 women will experience violence. What can you do to get rid of that, Jenna?
Get the number down.
Teach them how to box.
It's not actually.
Actually, self defense is actually a good
platform. Training up young boys and young girls is how they should treat each other with respect.
I would
translate to the older generation.
That was my answer to you guys.
Right.
Yeah, politically correct is probably it starts with the parenting in the home.
Let's see how Miss Jamaica did.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Well, that happens a lot. 1 of 3 women will experience a violence in her lifetime. What can we do to get that number down?
Good evening, esteemed judges. Good evening, Doral. Crime is a global phenomenon. It does not affect just one nation. And we as people of the world should work together to prevent it now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right there.
Thank
that was really well
you.
Done.
And she dropped the microphone.
She dropped
right?
the
Thank
mic.
You.
Boom.
She dropped the mic.
I think they teach them to do like a non-answer answer, right?
That's exactly what it is, Jenna. And yeah. it kind of bugs you a bit.
Teaches you how to dance around.
But you don't want to be polarizing.
It's who does it the best. And so far, Miss USA and Miss Jamaica did the best dancing around the question.
Very evasive.
It seems like they all have that same way of walking, that thing where they lean back like this. I can't really describe it.
You lean with
it.
Your hips.
It's like their pelvis.
You lead with your
area.
Hips. That's what I just told you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what the term was.
That's good posture, but I always feel like I'm just sticking my chest out.
You
walk like.
If you recorded Miss Universe, don't listen to Who Wins because
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Miss Columbia ended up winning.
Dang right she did.
Now you heard Miss Jamaica and Miss USA give two of the best answers so far. So how did Miss Columbia do? She needed a translator.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this gentleman may have had a career in radio in the past. You tell me by his voice. Let's see how she did.
All right. Well, probably all the time people have asked you, what can men learn from women? But I'd like to know, what could women learn from men?
Rob Dyrdek.
Probablemente a ti siempre te preguntan qué pueden aprender los hombres de las mujeres. Pero yo te quiero preguntar qué pueden aprender las mujeres de los hombres.
Pienso que las mujeres es una pregunta muy difícil.
Don't you see how hard women? That's quite a tough question.
Pienso que todavía existen hombres que creen en la igualdad.
I believe there's still men who believe in equality.
Y eso es lo que pienso que las mujeres deberían aprender de los hombres.
And I believe that is what women should learn from men.
What?
Okay, Columbia.
What? That is your winner, by the way, with that answer.
Man, she's pretty.
I believe some men still believe in equality. That's what women can learn from
equality?
Men.
Huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So don't tell me it's about the brains. It's about who looks best in bathing
suits. So I mean, come on.
Get rid of it.
Because if you're answering,
need that Q&A.
If you're really
Q&A, we don't want that.
We want Q&A. No,
see,
here's the thing.
Here's the thing. They've had a week. The judges have had a week with these women. They've done interviews before this. This is just the final show. They've been with these women, so the girls could have done wonderful, amazing, incredible things in the week leading up to it. We just see the final package.
Right.
So she could have been really impressive during the week and just kind of flubbed up and they gave her a break.
But
right?
This is where you shine. This is your moment to shine,
well,
is the answer.
They pressure some of them. But they tried. They gave Miss USA, they made her a more Colombian-looking woman this year.
Brunette.
They tried to go. The trend is tan and
olive skin,
brown hair. That's the trend right now.
I mean, I think the final five were all brunettes. I think in the top 10.
You can find a blonde up there.
Or there was one. Miss Ukraine, I believe, was blonde. Yeah. But in the top 10, there was only two blondes. It was Miss Australia and Miss Ukraine.
That's hot right now. Hair. And I give credit to the Kardashians.
Man.
Hairspray and bronzer. Can you imagine backstage?
Or I was thinking, too, if you spend all your money on your gown, because they wear the gown for the question part.
Pageants are very
You wasted
expensive.
Your money if you didn't make it.
Do they have sponsors like as they're progressing in the competition? I don't know anything about pageants.
I guarantee you they have.
I think at that level they're probably okay once they make
and
it.
And they had the costume category back this year, which were like
$20,000
for those costumes.
Why don't they have like instead of this, have what JC did with the Guinness Book of World Records, like a pudding eating contest?
Yeah,
you know,
talent portion. Yeah, bring that back.
A hot dog eating contest or something.
More of the Kid Credit Morning Show is on the way. Myself.
This bit was inspired by Kendrick Lamar's song, I Love Myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we do things.
I love myself.
And you just finish doing that thing and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, dang.
Pretty good job.
I always do that when I parallel park really well.
Yes.
Right. And I just get right in there, like first try, easy. And I always have like a little celebratory move when I'm like, damn, I'm good.
You almost want people to be watching you do that. And, and like you want to get out and have people clap.
Oh, no. It's when people are watching that you have to Austin Powers it. Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
Tell us about your small victories in life, like over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
For the first time ever, I was able to cook some eggs over easy. And I did not break the yolk.
That's
really?
Crazy.
I love myself.
That's
good job.
Crazy.
Good job.
It's all about greasing the pan well.
Yeah. That's what it was. I put some extra butter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More butter, more butter.
That's what does it.
Every time I would try to flip that thing, it would break. Not this weekend.
No.
I actually took my girlfriend out on a one-on-one date where we sat and talked.
Hold on. What?
Uh-huh.
I love you
we
for that.
We sat and talked. Just the two of us on a one-on-one date. I love myself.
Ow!
Yeah!
Your girlfriend loves you now.
Hey, I was accused of having plastic surgery this weekend, which means I look awesome without having had plastic surgery. Yeah. I love myself.
Yeah. Go to Kelly's Facebook page.
I must look awesome if they think I've had work done.
The conspiracy theories out there.
Right?
Over the picture, Kelly, are ludicrous.
Carrie wrote us and said, I finally binged watched Girls, and now I am all caught up. I love myself.
Nice.
So very productive when you catch up on a series.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Rich says, the wife is out of town. Two extra large value meals for dinner. I love my fat self.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's kick it off with Ariana. Welcome to the I Love Myself lines.
Hi. I'm not wearing any makeup to school, and I love myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the trend now.
Were you running late, or you just did it on purpose?
I did it on purpose. I decided that today I was going to go with a clean face, and I'm so happy I did.
There you go.
Give your skin a break. I love that.
Bet you look good, too.
I made that decision on Saturday and regretted it.
Did you?
Oh, to the charity thing?
I went to the gym.
Oh, to the gym.
Oh, you're supposed to.
Apparently, all the good-looking men go to the gym on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that would be the case. And I'm sitting there looking like death rolled out of bed.
And they go early, too.
Nobody was accusing me of having plastic surgery at the gym on Saturday.
You have a great day today.
Yeah, no, don't wear makeup. You just, I don't know. You got to throw on a hat and maybe some lip gloss.
Yeah, a little bit of lip gloss at least.
Yeah.
Right?
I put a little lip stain on and
maybe
a hat.
What's that thing you put under your eyes?
Conceal.
No.
A little bit of that, maybe.
No.
Something.
You sweat.
I should have done something.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All natural.
I didn't even bathe.
How many of them asked you out? You get picked up?
No, I didn't.
You think you would have done a little bit better had you taken a couple extra minutes?
I'm sure that would have made all the difference.
Adrian.
Casey.
How you doing? Welcome to the I Love Myself lines. How's it going?
Thank you. Love y'all. I did not fall for the Publishers Clearinghouse hoax call that I just got. I'm usually really gullible, but not today. I love myself.
Now, wait a minute.
Maybe that was the one. Maybe you really
What if
won?
That really was the call?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. He was saying I was going to get $2.5 million and a new Mercedes. And I said, are you calling from Jamaica? And he's like, Jamaica, Queens, and all this stuff. It did not make sense at all.
Busted him.
All right. $2.5 million in a
Good
Mercedes.
Good for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a great day, Adrian. Way to not fall for that.
I'd be like giving them my social security number.
Well, 2.5 million?
Of course I will take that.
For real?
And a Mercedes?
What you just my checking account number? That's all you need?
Yeah, right.
Brian, what'd you do that's so great?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's
go,
up?
Go ahead, Brian.
Last night was my first night with my two-month-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she had diarrhea, and she vomited, and I managed to take care of her by myself all night, and I am on the way to work. I love myself.
Yes.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Not alone with Dad.
Yep.
You should ask your wife to get you something, buy you something, like a boat or something. Like, it, you know.
She does that all the time.
But we
he
don't.
So he needs a
we
gift?
We don't. So, yes, after one day of doing that, the girl was vomiting.
Oh, Brian, how nervous were you when your wife left?
Like, I almost passed out.
Yeah, she owes you a boat, though.
It's, seriously, it's like you're getting put into an NFL game without any practice. Yeah. Like, you're a professional. It's like
war zone.
So scary. Good job, Brian.
At least get, like, a 28-footer. Like,
take like, care, buddy. What's
20
that?
Minutes, like right before you get on a roller coaster, that's what I felt like.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. It really is scary. Like, my wife is going on her first trip out of town for multiple days, and I am so scared.
Mm.
I am so scared about because I could do one night. But I've never done multiple nights.
Hmm, good. Leave him at the house.
You want me to come over, JC?
Yeah.
Kelly, can you come over and help me?
Yeah, I'll help you.
Yeah, she will.
Not with that voice, you're not.
Creepy.
Wife's out of town. Yeah, I got you.
Kashia, what'd you do?
It's Keisha.
Oh, my bad.
Keisha. What's up, Keisha?
I don't love myself right now.
I did 53 minutes on the elliptical yesterday. I love myself.
53 minutes.
All right. Are your thighs loving you today? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Are your thighs loving on you today?
They're a little sore.
Yeah.
53 minutes.
Yeah, you beat me by 7 minutes, girl. I did 46 on just a regular treadmill, 4.2 miles an hour.
Divide that by 10 with Al.
Al stood on it and watched TV.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Keisha.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went again, Al?
Yeah.
All
two
right.
Saturdays in a row. I'm going to actually go 2 days this week.
So you're
I'm increasing slowly. Okay, I'll work it up to like
well
5 days.
Well done, sir.
Great. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love myself because my ex-wife who cheated on me is now dating a slimy high school dropout dude, and I found myself a beautiful older woman with a doctorate degree from Baylor. I love myself.
There you go.
Yeah!
To a doctor.
All right.
You go, boy.
My man.
Yeah.
So how different is it? How much older is she?
Well, she's about 10 years older.
That's good. So what has a woman 10 years older been able to teach you, you young whippersnapper?
Keep it PG.
well, I think I've got a little bit older soul myself anyway. So we just kind of mesh on everything. We like to cook and, like, sit by the fire and, just to hang out. She's 43 and I'm 33.
You're going to make me cry.
That's nice.
Know, it's just great.
Do you sit by the fire eating fondue?
You have a younger brother for Kelly?
Yeah, younger.
Hey, Kelly, I've always had a thing for redheads, baby.
See? Well,
when you're done with that old washed-up Baylor smart person, you come over here.
I'll hit you up, baby.
I'll be waiting, and I'll only be getting older.
We're going to get Matt's number just in case.
The look Kelly got in her eyes when he said, we just, sit. And Kelly's like, oh.
Sit by the fire.
I know.
Yeah, what was it, Kelly, that got
you? Like, I can sit.
No, because it's just the simplest thing that we love that we can never get. We just want to connect with someone. I just want someone to sit with me.
Just sit there.
I don't want to go out and do, like, all you people with your adventure stuff and going on the boat every week. I'm like, no, I just want to sit. Sit there with him.
Go, will you please sit with Kelly? Please call us after we get done with this.
Yeah.
We're going to have another beer. I want to sit with Kelly.
Hashtag, we're looking for you on Twitter. Hashtag, sit with Kelly.
Actually, no.
That sounds like I'm old and just has to.
Kelly, I had to do win a date, so let's do win a sit. Win a sit with Kelly.
I'm so with you on that.
I just want to sit down and
my girlfriend asked me, like, what are we going to do?
I want to do anything.
I want to do nothing.
Tired?
I just want to sit right here.
Do you guys not realize?
We're vibing. Al and I are vibing.
I'm like sitting in my bar. I'm like, I'm doing it.
The true love of your life has been sitting next to you all these years.
And what am I doing right now?
Sitting.
Al, sit next to her.
Next to who?
That's it, Kelly.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? We're doing. Y'all hear that?
Wow.
That's me sitting right there.
That is love right there. Kelly and I just sitting. Yeah.
Just sitting. It's the simple things.
We're just going to sit here.
I'm going to buy you a chair.
Oh, Al. I'd love that.
Kelly just got so
my
turned
gosh,
on right now.
Kelly
and
Al.
Buy you a chair.
I can just envision this. They're just going to be on their recliners.
I'm going to buy you a chair and an ottoman.
Matching recliners.
Oh, we could be like in that Viagra commercial when people are in the bathtubs.
Why would we need Viagra?
Just in case we want to get up.
Every day of Al's life.
I'm going to sit. I told you. That's all I want to do.
No, Al, that's the thing. Kelly didn't want to do any of that. She just wants to sit.
All right.
This is the point in the movie, in the rom-com, where you guys finally realize.
Yeah.
This is it.
Years. It's going to happen.
You just want to sit.
We have one of those.
I truly, when he told
deals.
Me, they just sit there. I'm like, oh.
Kelly looked at me and
romantic.
I saw a tear.
Okay. Why can't you find that guy?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's exhausting about young
people.
Poor
Matt when we were looking for
do
him.
Stuff.
All right. Let's see if maybe this guy's a winner for you too, right. Kelly.
Come on.
Trey.
That's our regularly scheduled, bro.
Yeah. We got off a little bit there. Trey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? What's up?
Yeah, buddy.
Are you sitting?
I am sitting at a well location right now.
All right.
All right.
All right. Why do you love yourself, Trey?
Let me tell you why. Okay. This weekend, we was at the club. I was getting a drink for my wife. I'm getting a drink for myself. A bunch of college kids. I mean, it was loaded down, packed. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there's probably some beer on the ground. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I walked around this big group of people, and I slipped, and everybody's seen it. Landed on my knee. Of course, my knee's still bruised, but I saved both drinks. And everybody was, like, cheering me on. That's why I love myself.
There you go.
Come on, Trey.
Hey, you can lose your balance, fall down to one knee, but you got a drink in each hand, and you don't spill a drop of alcohol.
You are a champion.
You're the man. You're the man.
That's right. I cheered myself on big time.
You go, Trey.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.